Good morning. I am in the studio with Ruth Culp, the secretary for the Braveheart Board, and Sherry Mayo, the board president. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Caitlin.
So you are both in here to talk about the Braveheart Bowls event, which is going on tonight. It starts at 5 at the Centennial Building. And before we get into that, would either of you like to just share what Braveheart is for people who might not know?
Oh, certainly. We have our mission statement actually is compassionate caregiving, companionship, support, respite, and education services. So actually that is not our, there's some other words in there. I should have that committed to memory by now. Our little overview is we do volunteer companionship and visiting and respite support. And respite support, for those that don't know, is offering a person who's a full-time caregiver or taker for a family member or perhaps a friend. And respite support allows them some time to be able to leave the home and or do what they need to do. So that's actually a really great service. Some of our education programs have to do with volunteer orientation support and training. And then we also offer volunteer and family caregiver education and support. So that happens monthly. We have grief support, and that's going to be starting up again this month. We just recently finished a end-of-life training, and that's another thing we do. We sit with people at end-of-life, and so that there's always somebody present for them, for those families that would like to see that happen. And then we also have a very extensive library that covers many subjects on death, dying, and grief.
Great. Mm-hmm.
Good library resource for dementia.
Yes, dementia. Yes, good.
So, Sherry, how long have you been involved with Braveheart?
Oh, gosh. I think since 2002. So it's,
okay.
I think that's about when we started services, actually.
And Ruth, how about you? How long have you been involved?
Since my retirement from my paying job in 2006.
Okay. And this is the 12th year of the Bowls event, right?
That's right.
Okay. So have you both kind of been involved since near the beginning almost? Wow.
Actually, yeah. Right from the beginning with Bowls.
Right. But we actually, in the last 2 years, the board has taken on the organization of the event. So that's been a step up for us.
It's actually been really exciting to get us involved this way.
Yeah. It's fun. It's a little stressful, but but there's many hands to help, and I think it makes it, you know, less busy for any particular person.
Ruth, how are you going to be involved in the event tonight?
Well, I baked a lot of the cookies, and I am going to be the bartender, along with my husband, Vern, and we have a no-host bar. Small, but nice.
Okay, and Sherry, what are some other things that people can expect to see tonight at the event?
At the event, we'll have our bowls, of course. There will be between 250 and 300 bowls available, all brand new, made this year. Nothing left over from years past this year. And I think they're going to be of great quality. They're made from all our local potters here in town. And they've been so, and I want to mention Liz Zacher, who is...
She's instructor.
She's the instructor over at UAS for the arts, and she's always been so generous with her time, and all the potters, very generous with their time, and Liz is a potter herself as well. And Oriella Hughes has been the one who's been organizing that whole land. Oriella is a potter herself, so... she's the one that has organized the bowls and the making of the bowls.
She has great enthusiasm.
Yes. So great. I lost my train of thought. Let's see, we were talking about the event.
Yeah. What about the auction? There's an auction tonight, right?
There are. There is going to actually be two auctions. So doors open at 5. People can go right in and pick out a bowl if they wish to. You don't have to buy a bowl in order to have soup. And then the silent auction will start at 5, end at 7, and then we also have a live auction, and that will start at 6. And Dave Miller will be our auctioneer this year. Pretty excited about that. Dave's always,
he's fun.
He is fun, and he's a great supporter of Braveheart. So.
He's a crowd favorite.
He is.
Great. What are some of the things that will be auctioned off this year?
Well, for the silent auction, we have a lot of things that have been donated by local artists, plus a few other things people personally have donated from their own collections. And for the live auction, we have a fishing sightseeing charter for 4 with Captain Gary Downey. He donated one last year with us, and there was a great review from the person who got that trip, and just thought he was a lot of fun. Gary is born and raised in Sitka, and he knows a lot about the area, and he's very entertaining. We have a couple of tickets from Harris Air, which is great, and then we have 12 desserts, like one dessert a month, that also had a great review from last year, so we're offering that again. And we have a vase from Venice that was purchased there, and a beautiful painting, among others, from Pat Kehoe.
Wow, some big ticket items on the auction tonight.
Yes.
Ruth, there's also a raffle, is that right?
Yes, we were lucky enough to be awarded Alaska Airlines tickets, 2 round-trip tickets, anywhere Alaska flies, and there might be a few limits on that. I'm not sure.
No? Oh.
A limit on the tickets?
I don't think there are any blackout dates. Usually they don't on a raffle ticket. But
so we have the 2 airline tickets. We have a quilt that has been donated. And then we also have the pick of the litter on the pottery from the local potters. I think there's 6 or 7 pieces in a basket that is going to be the 3rd prize for the auction.
And they're all very beautiful.
And I believe that our tickets are $10.
$10.
Yes, we're selling the tickets for $10 a piece, and they will be available for the first time at the event tonight.
Okay.
It is our raffle kickoff.
And the quilt will be on display.
And will the raffle be drawn at the event, or is it going on for a while?
Valentine's Day.
Oh, so this is the kickoff. You have some time to purchase as many raffle tickets as you want.
Yes.
To get these great items.
You'll probably be seeing us in the grocery stores.
How do you?
The usual places.
Sherry, what about the entertainment? There's going to be a band playing?
Yes, we've had the good fortune to have the Sitka Blues Band playing for us for actually several years. And they're always a crowd pleaser, so we're really happy that they donate their time and energy to this event.
Great. So there's a lot going on there tonight.
Yes.
And admission is $15.
$15 for adults and $5 for children.
Okay. And then what's the cost for a bowl if you were going to invest in one of those?
Well, I guess I'd have to say an average price will probably be around $25.
Okay.
And so, you know, there'll be some less than that and some more than that.
Great. And if you don't want to get a bowl, you can still get soup.
You can eat it out of your hands.
That wouldn't be very much fun. Actually, no, you can eat out of a ceramic bowl provided by the Centennial Building. They have a very well-stocked kitchen, so
okay.
Yeah, we'll be using their bowls and spoons, et cetera.
And I believe we have takeout containers as well.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just want to swing by and grab some delicious homemade soup, you can.
You can.
Okay. Well, that's great. we are just about out of time here, but I just wanted to say again, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about the Braveheart Bowls event, which is from 5 to 8 p.m. at Harrigan Centennial Hall tonight. And Sherry, you want to add one last thing?
I just wanted to thank our room sponsors. We've been asking businesses around town to sponsor a room at the Centennial Building. Helps cut costs for us. And so the Goldsmith Gallery was one of those, Stereo North, White's Pharmacy. And, of course, C-Mart Hames Corporation has been providing us with an account at C-Mart for several years now, and that's always very helpful.
All right.
And I believe there was a fishing vessel that also donated a room.
Yes. The F.B. Coral Lee.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in this morning, ladies.
You're so welcome. Thank you, Caitlin.
Yeah. Good luck with the event.
Thank you.